Black bindweed is native to parts of Europe, Africa, and Asia. It's been carried to the lower 48, where it's become widespread. Now, it's in Alaska.
This is a plant that you just have to continue to eradicate year after year.
David Hafey is Wilderness Stewardship Coordinator at the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
It'll wrap itself around whatever's near it, and it'll restrict that plant out. It'll effectively choke it out, and then over time, that would kill off a lot of the native vegetation. Native species in the soil, or even larger species like deer, might depend on both summer and winter.
SEAC, the Forest Service, and Angoon's tribal government have combined forces to eradicate black bindweed. They've been working at Whitewater Bay, south of Angoon, and east of Sitka on Admiralty Island. Volunteer Dick Farnell of Juneau says it's hard work.
Some of them are down right on the ground, and there's thick vegetation from other species that they're intertwined with. So there's no way that you can kind of walk around at standing level and see. You've got to be down on your hands and knees, and you feel sore at the end of the day doing that all day.
The volunteers work with five employees of the Angoon Community Association. Watershed crew leader Calvin Washington says bindweed can be a little tricky.
It's like a heart shape, and the biggest one we saw was about maybe 4 or 5 feet long, and they do come in all shapes and sizes.
Is this a good job for folks in Angoon? I know unemployment's been pretty high.
Yes, it has. It's really high. And, it's a good job for the crew for the summer.
The weed likely came to the bay on logging equipment more than 50 years ago. It took a while to spread, but was expanding its range until the eradication effort began. CX Hafey says there's less now than then.
In 2010, the crew went down to Whitewater Bay and picked tons and tons of black bindweed. I mean, it was just everywhere. They were picking it left and right. Last year, it was still fairly widespread, had a little harder time finding it, but we're still finding it in large amounts. This year, we had to look a little bit harder for it. There were some areas where it was very obvious and there were lots of it, but for the most part, we really had to look hard to find it.
The effort will continue for a while. Hafey says black bindweed seeds can take about 8 years to germinate, so even if this crop is gone, there will be more next summer. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.